Heary, heary, come to our trade. We're here to teach you what we do today.
Hey, Alden, come hand me the wooden staves.
We're blacksmiths, we're coopers, printers, and more. Help wanted ads are what you'll adore.
Constant, come here. Help me pump the bellows to the forge.
A Day in the Life of a Blacksmith, August 3rd, 1786. One early August morning, I woke up to the sound of drizzling rain. My husband John was still asleep. I got up, got dressed, and started breakfast. Was with it on the stove, I went out to our workshop called the Smithy. On my way there, I saw other neighbors getting ready for the day. Soon I came upon a store, John and my blacksmith workshop. When John came to the smithy, I had swept and cleaned the workshop, and I was ready for a long, hard day. Later, when people came and asked to purchase tools such as an axe and a hammer, a wheelwright asked for an iron tire. Near noon, John had built a pot on a special fire called a forge. I also had to help him with the bellows, which is a leather bag with boards on either side of it. When the boards are squeezed together, air rushes out of it to blow air into the forge. As the day progressed, I was starting to feel exhausted, and I went home to take care of the animals. On my way, I saw children playing marbles in the yard. When I got home, I had to milk the cow, take eggs from the chicken, and feed the dog. As I was starting dinner, John came home. He looked as he always looked, exhausted. When we finished dinner, we went to bed. As I listened to the wolf howl in the distance, I thought about the long, hard day tomorrow.
This project was produced by Two Rivers Community School, KDNK, and the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program.
Thank you for listening to our Colonial Times project.